Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming to this country and changing the American musical scene forever. In the midst of Beatlemania was producer Ken Mansfield, who represented the Beatles' Apple Records in the U.S. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Ken's journey through the music industry and eventually to faith in Christ is told in his book, The Beatles, the Bible, and Bodega Bay. And he shared the poignant story of the first time he encountered a profound sense of emptiness while in the midst of so much success.
I had this estate up in the Hollywood Hills, and it was this magnificent place up there. And I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm going, wait a minute, what's going on here? I was married to a rather well-known actress at the time. I had a number one record on the charts. We were hanging out with the rich and the famous. You know, we were just on top of the world. And I'm sitting there going, why am I so unhappy? And there was these French doors just off to the side of my desk there. And I went out in these French doors and had a little patio that I looked out across Laurel Canyon. And I sat there and I'm going, why do I feel so empty? Many years later, when I was speaking at a large church, the pastor asked me, he said, well, did you ever realize before that emptiness of not having God in your life? And man, that moment just flashed into my face. I'd never thought about it, because what had happened that day is I recognized that just that haunting emptiness was inside of me, but I didn't know what to fill it up with at the time. And then I realized when he asked me that question that I had filled it up, you know, with Jesus.
You've experienced both the kind of financial and career lows and health lows. And I know the last time we talked about your the diagnosis, actually more than once, about the terminal cancer. I'm wondering if, you know, were there similarities in those kind of, you know, hitting bottom experiences?
Well, yeah, and absolutely, because again, I said, it doesn't matter what business you're in when you go through these things or what your life story is. When you get down to the bottom, it's just you and God. You know, you're all alone when it comes to that moment. And I think in this case, it's the same thing, because I've always thought about, well, how did this happen to me? If I, I grew up poor. I grew up with hardly anything. And then when I lost everything, I was back to that point. And I thought, this is just how masterful God is in the way he works. Because if I'd have gone from being poor in Idaho straight across to being poor on the beach in Northern California, I wouldn't have even thought anything about it. But it was almost like he orchestrated this, having me go up and just be all the way up on top. And then when I came back down and then crashed on the bottom, the contrast was so bizarre that it did make me think about things, you know.